Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, back to school again, crazy that we're thinking about that just right around the corner, but how to budget, and that's a massive part of a lot of people's issues with going back to school.
Yeah, you know, while we're out here right now currently soaking up the sunshine, enjoying the many local fairs going on, which I love. You know, these long summer days are what school-aged kids live for, or at least mine do. But we all know what's just around the corner. It's back to school season. You know, whether you have a child or grandchild, and maybe they're homeschooled, maybe they're even in a public or private school, or attend maybe some co-op classes with some other families, classes inevitably will be starting soon, and it's time to start thinking about those back-to-school supplies. According to the National Retail Federation, families in Kansas are expected to spend an average of $570 per K-12 student this year on back-to-school needs. When you add in the electronics, the clothing, the multiple pairs of shoes that the kids might need, the extras, in addition to the pens, pencils, paper, that number can climb as high as $875. Nationwide, our total spending is expected to hit $38.8 billion, making this one of the most expensive seasons on record. Although Kansas does not have a state sales tax holiday, our neighbor just to the east of us here, Missouri, does. They have a tax-free weekend, which is scheduled for August 1st through 3rd. And cities, you know, like Kansas City, maybe even Olathe, might be participating. So it's a great time and chance to save a few dollars. And I've come up with a few simple tips to help you and your kids stretch your back-to-school dollars. First, take inventory. You know, maybe dig out that backpack that the kid came home last spring and, you know, put in the closet. What do they have in there that maybe could be reused? You know, see what you already have at home. Maybe you bought an extra thing of crayons last year that you've forgotten about. Go look and see what you might have. You might also find backpacks, pens or pencils or notebooks from last year that are still in great shape. I know my older students may be able to reuse calculators. Maybe the binder's still in perfectly good shape. You know, take out the paper that was in it from last year and reuse it this year. Supplies that don't have to be handed in to teachers that your student can keep reusing, let them keep reusing it. And I, you know, tell your kiddo that when they need or run out of pens, you'll get them some new ones throughout the year. The next thing is make a budget. Create a realistic spending plan and stick to your list. We all know that that helps when we grocery shop. A cheaper notebook may not be as cute or trendy, but it does the job. But if it does the job, that's a win for our wallet for sure. Next, use tax-free opportunities. Again, even though Kansas doesn't have a sales tax holiday, our neighboring state might. And, you know, maybe even if you head up to Nebraska or down to Oklahoma, they might. But Missouri's a great example. And make a plan maybe to shop that weekend if you can. And also watch for deals. You know, many retailers are already rolling back those prices for sales. So keep an eye on ads, maybe even shop online if you can. Maybe that's where the best deal is for the certain item that you're wanting. You know, a deal even as low as 25 cents can quickly add up. Number five, involve your kids. If we're not talking to our kids about our back to school budget, then they won't know the realistic plan that you have for the items that they need. Show them how to compare prices and make smart choices. A few cents here and there may not seem like a lot, but again, it adds up quickly. Number six, set savings goals. Help your kid maybe plan ahead for items that they really want. It's a great way to teach patience and financial responsibility. Don't buy unnecessary items. Stick to the school supply list and make a list of the must-have items. You know, maybe buying extra items that may make your child happy or your children happy, but chances are if it's not on the list, they probably won't use it. Check secondhand stores. Athletics can be a major expense for our youth, and equipment costs a lot of money. So many of our secondhand sporting goods stores offer well-maintained equipment for a fraction of the price of the new gear that we might have. And, you know, online you can go on marketplaces and different things and buy things secondhand. Another good reminder is for parents to have a plan for fees paid directly to the school. It's part of that $570 you talked about earlier. Check your school enrollment dates and fees, you know, such as book rentals, band instrument rentals, athletic fees. You know, maybe your child needs a required immunization to go to the school they go to. List these fixed costs in the must-have category. If your family is in a difficult financial situation, call your local school district to maybe find out, is there someone in our local community that's able to help with school supplies this year? You know, back to school shopping doesn't have to be stressful. With a little planning and smart spending, it can be a great time to teach lifelong money habits and still have fun. Because again, it's great. The kids are going to start a new school year and we want to be positive about that, but also yet making the best financial decisions for our family. For this and more information on family resource management and adult development and aging, feel free to contact me at 785-828-4438.
Some great tips. It's going to be a great year, hopefully, for these kids. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.